Isa Township Mayor Sandy McDonald is happy to give up the municipality's unfortunate title as Queen of the Portables. With the announcement Thursday that two new schools will be built in the township, the Angus Catholic Elementary School at a site to be acquired in Isa, and the new Angus Elementary School to be located at 152 Greenwood Drive. McDonald can pass the crown. "This is the best news any township could ask for," McDonald said at a news conference at the site of the new Angus Elementary School on Thursday afternoon. "It's such a relief for our youth and our parents. Children can actually walk across the street so they don't have to be bussed away. I'm so proud of the team that brought this together," she added. The new Catholic school will accommodate 516 pupils and 49 licensed childcare spaces and will cost $24.3 million. Meanwhile, the new public elementary school in Angus will accommodate 593 pupils and will carry a $28.1 million price tag. Both schools are expected to be open by September 2026, according to Simcoe Grey MPP Brian Saunderson. "I'm very excited to be here to announce that we're going to expand the home team and build a school on this site," Saunderson said as he introduced the funding announcement. "We need to equip our young students with the tools they need to advance into their future careers. Part of our government's focus is on making sure our youth's future depends on their education today," he added. According to Brandy Rafiq, who is the Simcoe County District School Board Trustee for Ajala Tosarantio, Clearview, CFB Borden, ISA and Vice Chair of the Board, the new schools will be more than education resources. "Schools are more than bricks and mortar," she said. "These are community hubs, another facility that can be used by community groups throughout the township." According to McDonald, ISA Township has been advocating for new schools for quite a few years. She's seen schools with up to a dozen portables. "I think everyone will embrace this announcement," the mayor said. "Schools bring our communities together and help provide an identity for the community and the people who live in it. If you can give them a good place to give them an education, they will be successful leaders in the future," McDonald added. According to Saunderson, the new schools in ISA are part of the $1.3 billion earmarked to build new schools and expand existing ones as part of the province's Capital Priorities Program. The overall investment, which is said to be the highest ever made in a single year, supports the creations of more than 27,000 new student spaces and more than 1,700 licensed childcare spaces at schools across the province. While no date was given for when construction will start, officials said it should be soon as they are committed to the September 2026 opening for both schools.